Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart.
Have you ever gotten yourself in trouble by not using the directions? Oftentimes, I have a tendency to start out not using directions, get halfway through a project, and then have to retrace steps because mistakes were made. And in the end, it takes me longer to do that than it would if I would just begin by using the directions. Well, God's word is to the Christian our instruction manual. I would ask that you would stay with me for a few moments today as we discuss the topic of God's instrument panel.
To look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the one risen Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the one risen Son of God. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the one risen Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the one risen Son of God.
We often describe God's word as our instruction manual, but it's not often that you hear the term instrument panel. There's a story of a pilot at Langley Field during the Second World War, and he said he would never forget the first time that he climbed into the cockpit of a plane and heard his instructor describe the instrument panel. The instructor explained, "Here is your compass. You will need it all the time because direction is very important." Next, he said, "Here is your altimeter. It will tell you how high you are above the ground." Then he said, "Here is another instrument that will tell you whether your plane is level to the horizon." And after describing every instrument on the panel, the instructor said, "Now listen to me carefully. You will have to learn to trust this instrument panel completely, or it will kill you." The pilot responded, "Kill me?" And the instructor said, "Yes, kill you. The time will come when you will feel that you are going the right direction, but you must not trust that feeling. You must trust your compass. Your life literally depends on you looking at the instrument panel. You must learn to trust these instruments, fly by them, be guided by them, and forget your feelings." Now, certainly we can say as Christians that we can have feelings and that we need feelings. Feelings are very important to the life of a Christian. However, we cannot allow those feelings to guide us in what is right and what is wrong. How many times have we heard phrases like, well, I think God would say this or do this or think this way, or I believe that God would be okay with me doing this or saying this or whatever the case may be. Those are feelings. And in those cases, yes, we must forget those feelings and we must look at our instrument panel to figure out whether or not God does want us to do that or doesn't. Is this not true of God's word? If we are going to have a successful life as Christians, we must fully trust God's word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, we're told all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. God has given us everything that we need on our instrument panel. Are we using it? Peter explains that we must separate ourselves from the things that are adversaries to the gospel in 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 22 and reading through chapter 2 and verse 3. He identifies some of those adversaries as things like malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking. If these distractions are in the way, we will not be able to see our instrument panel clearly. And so those things must be removed. Next, we are told to develop a love for our brothers in Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17, Jesus identified brotherly love as a badge of a Christian's true discipleship. In John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, he says that people will know that you are my disciples because of the love that you have for one another. A badge is something that we wear to help identify us. John says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, we are also told that we should let our love be without hypocrisy. Finally, we must use God's word to develop and implement a proper spiritual diet. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Tragically, many people treat obedience to the gospel as an end rather than seeing it as the beginning of something new, as Romans chapter 4 and verse chapter 6 and verse 4 would tell us. Consequently, they cease feeding on God's word. And when this happens, these Christians become subject to every wind of doctrine and begin entangling themselves in the things that Peter warned us about, like malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking. We have a responsibility to properly handle the Word of God. Without properly using our instrument panel, we as Christians are doomed to failure. We must realize how important it is to trust God's word in every instance of our lives. We use it to examine our own lives and to make sure that we are headed in the right direction. The question has to be answered by ourselves. I cannot answer this question for anyone else, nor can you answer it for anyone but yourself. How are you using God's instrument panel? Are you trusting it completely? Or do we allow the things of the world or maybe our feelings to get in the way of trusting what we know to be right? I would ask that until we meet here again, that you do your best to trust God's instrument panel. Hallelujah, your